Hello, friends. I hope you're doing amazing. I am so excited to be back with another episode. Look at me being consistent. I found that I really enjoy this. I always really enjoyed podcasting, but the last time I was podcasting, which was, once again, about a year ago, I just felt like I ran out of things to talk about because I was only talking about things that were like currently going on in the world or in my life. And not that I ran out of things to talk about, but I ran out of things that I was passionate enough to talk about, because obviously there's always something to talk about. I just didn't want to talk about those things anymore because I felt like it got to a point where I was just standing on a soapbox, and I don't know, it just wasn't what I was feeling anymore. And it began to be something that I dreaded. And obviously, like, if you know me, I'm not the type of person to continue doing something that I don't want to do. So I gave myself a break. And initially I was like, yeah, I'm going to take a week off. That week turned into 2 weeks. And then I know I came back with another episode after 2 weeks. And then after that, I just didn't come back because I wasn't passionate about what I was talking about anymore. It's not that I wasn't passionate about those things. It was just like, I feel like there are better people to be speaking on these things than me. Which, I mean, I guess is a pretty interesting take on it, because there's always going to be people more educated and more qualified to talk about certain things. But it was also like where I was at with my business, a lot of things, and my podcast, just I wasn't really feeling it at that moment. So I stopped. I took a step back. I wasn't planning on starting my episode with this, but I'm really passionate about this again. And especially with like doing this and YouTube, both of these things are things that really light me up, and it is really helping me a lot because I'm in this interesting phase of my life right now where I feel as though I am, I don't like to say waiting, but sort of waiting. If you know anything about human design, I've recently, through my business coaching program, I had a training with someone who is incredible and knows so much about human design, and I learned more about my type and authority and things like that. So I am a projector with an emotional authority, and basically one of my quote-unquote superpowers is sort of just waiting for things to come to me. Which is interesting because that plays into like my north node in astrology, which is, I'm a Cancer north node, and I just am like practicing patience right now. That's one thing that I'm really learning to work on, is practicing patience, remembering that everything is going to happen when it's meant to, because I've definitely found myself getting impatient and wanting the things that I've been working towards to happen like now. Losing appreciation for the present moment, which is something that I've definitely had to work on and get myself back to, because practicing presence is something that I've been working on a lot, but I sort of got wrapped up in the idea of what was to come for a second, which I feel like we all do from time to time, but it came from me traveling and realizing and learning where I want to move and just being in love with this place. And now I'm like, okay, now I want to be there. What am I waiting for? I don't want to keep living at home. I want to be in my own space. All of these things. And now it's just this game of like, Allison, that's going to happen when it's meant to. This is something that I remind myself and my clients all of the time. And it's a really good reminder. Sometimes what we think we need is not always what's really best for us. And that's something that I've gotten really good at accepting, because my plans have changed a lot over the past couple of years. A lot. Like, incredibly a lot. And it's just important to remind yourself that, like, sometimes our human minds in this moment have no idea what we really need. And even if we think we need or want something right now and that's what's best for us in this moment, who knows what's going to happen between now and then, right? You may learn something incredible, or you may get a big bonus and be in a much better financial situation, or something might happen where you're needed somewhere else. You never know. And also it's like when you are on the other side of it and when you finally get that thing that you want, there's a solid chance you're going to look back and be like, yeah, it was meant to happen when it did. There was a reason it didn't happen when I wanted it to so badly. And then you'll understand it all. So that's the phase that I'm in, being okay with waiting. But I'm not just like sitting around twiddling my thumbs while I wait. When I am waiting, I am doing things that really fill me up. So working on my podcast, working on my YouTube. I just redid my website the other day, like doing fun things, fun passion projects. And I'm really excited about it. So that's where I'm at. But going back into the idea, which is a good segue into what I want to talk about, that like things happen when they're meant to. And also, if things happen the way we wanted them to, it probably wouldn't have worked out. This is a big one for me because one thing in particular that there's a lot of things, a lot of examples, but the one that will lead really well into my next topic is my first relationship. I remember thinking I wanted to marry that kid. And now at this point in my life, I don't even believe in marriage anymore for myself. Obviously, people get married. That's beautiful. Have your thing, but it's not my thing. I'm definitely... Actually, I can't say definitely because things change, people change, feelings change too. That's a Drake song. Anyways, what was I even saying? I thought that kid was my soulmate, like all of these different things, and it just didn't work out, and that's okay. But if it would have worked out the way I wanted it to, holy shit, dude, I'd be in a hole of regret and just unhappiness, truthfully, because that was not it. But what I want to talk about for a little bit today, I have a couple of things I want to talk about, but the first one is dealing with heartbreak, and I'm really excited because this is something that I remember when I went through that breakup. I was, like, Googling, like, how do I deal with this, because it's one of the worst feelings ever, having your heart broken. There's, like, it just sucks. It hurts. It feels like someone ripped your heart out and stomped on it and then shoved it into a trash can, blended it up with the trash can, and then just said, screw you, dude. So I was like hopelessly searching everywhere. It was my first heartbreak. I was 17, like such a little baby. And I just wanted help. So I want to share some of my tips that I learned from that breakup, which was now like 3 years ago. But also, I wanted to share some things that I've learned along the way that I will definitely use in the case of a breakup moving forward. But I've grown a lot, obviously, a ton since then. And I think these will be really helpful for some of you. So I wanted to share. So getting right into it, one of my biggest tips when it comes to dealing with heartbreak is that it's just the ripping the Band-Aid off and blocking that person, unfollowing them on everything, doing it all, deleting the pictures, doing all of it. And maybe this relationship, the terms didn't end badly, right? Maybe you guys are still friends. Regardless of what it is, I could not more highly recommend blocking them, unfollowing them, even unfollowing people who you know are going to post pictures of them, doing whatever you can to not constantly be reminded of them and constantly have to see pictures of them and see what they're up to, and also constantly having this temptation to text them, which is why I say block them, or constantly thinking about, will they text me? That was something that I got stuck up on for so long because in my situation, this person did me wrong, for sure. I got cheated on. So I was constantly hoping that he would send me an apology or finally, like, come to his senses and be like, oh my god, I messed up so badly. And I, like, didn't block him for a while for that reason because I just wanted him to reach out. But even if he did reach out, even if this person did reach out, would it give you the gratification that you want? No. No closure at all is closure. Remember this. You are 9 times out of 10 not going to get the apology you deserve. And you have to be okay with moving on without it. Because waiting for an apology from someone or waiting for someone to give you that closure that you think you need is literally giving them the power to dictate your healing. Their words or lack thereof are determining whether or not you heal, whether or not you move on. And you cannot give anybody that power. It's in your hands now. It is up to you. It's not up to anybody else. So don't sit around and wait for an apology. Don't sit around and wait for them to give you closure. I know you feel like you need answers. I did for a very long time. Like, why would you do this? Or why did we break up? Or why did you cheat? Or why did this happen? Or why did this happen? Or what happened? Why do you feel this way? Like, you just want answers, but really a lot of the time it boils down to you just want to talk to them. You just want to like figure out why you want enough so that you can be more. But we're not doing that anymore. That's not going to work. Take their answer. They broke up with you, or they cheated on you, or whatever it was. You don't beg someone to love you. It doesn't matter what their answers are, because even if they gave you the exact precise answer to your question, and even if they told you everything you think you needed to hear, like even if they were being honest with you, you know, saying something along the lines of like, I just lost feelings, or there was someone else, or whatever, I didn't mean to hurt you, I'm really sorry. It's not going to make you feel the way you think it is. It's not going to cure your heartbreak. It's not going to make it any easier. It's not. If anything, hearing that is going to rip your heart out of your chest again. You just want them to come back to you almost. Or you just want them to like reassure you or validate you or whatever it is. But you need to do that for yourself. They're not your person anymore. And to be quite frank, I hate that phrase because we don't own anybody. We don't have ownership over anybody. Nobody is our person. Nobody belongs to us, and nobody owes us anything. They don't owe you an explanation, right? They did what they had to do to move on. And you need to do that for yourself as well. They didn't place their healing in your hands. They didn't. Don't do that. You deserve to move on, right? And don't place that in whether or not they reach out, or whether or not you get an apology, or whatever, because it's not going to make you feel the way you think it is. I promise you, it's not. You're still going to want more from them. They're going to give you that apology, and then it's like, okay, well, what else? Like, no, just move on. Block them so you're not waiting for that anymore. I promise you, it's going to fulfill you so much more than waiting around for this. Sort of going along with this idea is deleting pictures. Now, I know this takes a while, so I'm not telling you to do this the second you guys break up. And at first, I put my pictures of me and my ex into Google Photos because I didn't want them on my phone anymore. I didn't want to be able to just go look at them whenever I wanted to, because that is not good for you. Reminiscing on old times is not good for you, especially not when it's so fresh, because that's just giving you, like, oh, I want them back so badly. And that's not helping you. It's literally just taking you back to times that don't exist anymore. The past doesn't exist anymore. You're not going to get the past back. And this video is full of a lot of hard truths. I'm not the person to sugarcoat it. So maybe if you wanted that, go to a different, you know, heartbreak video or something. But stop looking back at old pictures. Stop looking back at old videos. It's going to make it so much harder because you're going to want to try to get back to that. You're going to wonder why you can't be there anymore, and it's not helping you. So delete them if you're comfortable, but if not, put them into another album like Google Photos or onto a different computer or something that you won't be checking all the time, that's not so accessible as like right on your phone, because that's really hard and it's not helping you. Another thing that really helped me during my situation was any time that I wanted to say something to this person, because the first week especially, after the first week you start to get used to it more, but the first 2 weeks too, of going from talking to someone all the time to now you just can't talk to them, was one of the hardest transitions for me because it was so confusing. It was like, okay, I just spent the last 3 years of my life talking to this person every day. Like, we were pretty much best friends, you know, and now it's just nothing. That was so confusing and such a hard adjustment for me. So what I would do every time I wanted to talk to this person or every time I wanted to text them, any time I felt that urge, I would write it down. Write a letter. Dear blank. And write everything you wanted to say to them. It helped so much, and you're going to find that you didn't actually want to just say that to them. You just wanted to say it. You just needed to get it out. And that leads into my next part of allowing yourself to feel these things. I know, like, the first week, allow yourself to go out and do things to sort of, like, quote-unquote distract you, because it's really hard to feel and process things when they are so fresh and so overwhelmingly big emotions that sometimes you do need to get out and just allow yourself to think about something other than that, but you do need to allow yourself to think about it and feel it and process it, because otherwise you're suppressing it, and you have to feel it at some point, or otherwise you're never going to let it out, and that's going to follow you through until whenever you do decide to let it out. So let it out now, before it's, you know, down the road and you have to deal with this again. Let it out, feel it, journal about it, you know, look up an emotional wheel. What are all the emotions that you still feel surrounding this? Surrounding this person, all these things, write them a forgiveness letter. I forgive you for, and forgive them for everything. But write down every single thing that you want to say to them rather than saying it to them. It's going to help you so much, because once again, you'll find that it wasn't about saying it to them. It was just about saying it in general. And it can become a bit tired constantly saying these things to your friends. I know that friends are a great outlet, but I want you to remember that friends aren't our therapists, and friends are not here for us to consistently vent to them. Yes, confide in your friends, absolutely, but make sure they're in a space to be able to listen, because if you're continuously for 3 weeks straight, just the only thing you're talking to your friend, talking about, like, with your friend, is this breakup, that's going to put the friendship on some thin ice as well. They are not your therapist, and if that's all you want to talk about, go to a therapist so that you can talk about that. So that way you can go to your friend and still have a friendship there and not have your friend be your therapist. I was the therapist friend for so long, and it was so tiresome. And it sort of was like, okay, what is this now? Like, what is going on here? And I also got burned pretty badly confiding in my friends too much. And I don't know if that was just a testament to who was in my life at that point. But I'm not telling you that people are going to burn you. But I learned that I will not be doing that again. And once again, I'm not saying this is the advice for everyone. This is just what I learned. This is what I learned, and I wanted to share it. And the next part, which is hard to accept when you are fresh out of a breakup, that this wasn't personal. Whether the person cheated or it was just a breakup or whatever, don't take this personally. It wasn't personal. It wasn't. They were doing what they had to do. And I know it's hard, but it's better for them to do this than to keep you in a relationship where you are not meant to be, right? Better to end this now when they know it's going to end to begin with. Better to end this now. And also, even if they did cheat, it wasn't personal. They were clearly hurting, and they had to seek validation from somewhere else, or attention from somewhere else. It was not about you. Beyonce got cheated on, baby. It was not about you. Like, just remind yourself that. There was nothing you could have done. Don't sit up for hours wondering, what did I need to do more for this person? Absolutely nothing. What did they need to do for themselves? They needed to give themselves that love. There was nothing you could have done to prevent this. Do not keep yourself up at night worrying about that, okay? It was not on you. And also, don't run yourself to death thinking, like, trying to convince yourself they're this horrible person. They're not. They're not. You loved them for so long. There is a good person in there. Maybe they are hurting. Maybe they're going through things that turn them into someone who wasn't the greatest. I've been there. I've been a really shitty, bitchy person when I was in a relationship that was not meant for me. That doesn't make me a horrible person. I've hurt people in my life. That does not make me a horrible person. It makes me a person. I'm human. We all are going to hurt people at some point in our lives, and we have to grow from that. It's easier to try to tell us ourselves that this person is just awful, they're a monster, and that's why they hurt me. That's why they cheated. That's why they did this. Don't do that to yourself. That's confusing as well. You loved that person. You saw a really great person in them. Don't try to convince yourself they're not that person you thought they were. Because then it goes into, how was I so stupid? You weren't stupid. You needed to go through this for some reason. And I promise it feels right now like, what the hell's the reason? But I am so grateful I got cheated on. I'm so grateful for all of that relationship. It taught me so much. You are going to get to that point as well. They are not this evil monster who was out to get you. It was not about you. It was about them. I promise you. Don't take this personally. It had nothing to do with you. Nothing at all. And also, even in situations where you do get cheated on or things like that, my mindset now like, if I get cheated on again, it's like, okay, no hard feelings. I clearly just wasn't the person that was meant for you at this point in your life. You clearly did not respect me enough. You clearly did not like me enough. And that's okay, right? That's completely okay. And maybe someone does respect you and they cheat on you. They just didn't respect themselves. But we're not going to take it personally. We're not going to sit here and wonder what we could have done, because there's nothing you could have done. This person was going to do it, whether it was with you or if it was another person. You got to accept that. The last thing that I want to talk about here is, it's a beautiful moment to learn about yourself, to learn about your attachment styles, things like that. And it's also a beautiful opportunity to grow. So like, obviously after you've processed this, it's really beautiful to look back and think, okay, what did I do in this relationship that I don't want to do in my next one? Figure out where you, I don't want to say went wrong, but where you can do better. And not saying that you did, you doing these things was what ended that relationship, not at all, but where can we do better? And I think that's a beautiful thing to do in any situation, when one thing ends or whatever, to reflect on your part. Who were you in this relationship? Who did you become? I know this was a big thing for me. I realized I was very codependent in my last relationship. I did things I was not proud of. I became a person I was not proud of. And why did I get there? How did I let this get to me this way? And how can I prevent that from happening in the future? Right? Also looking at your partner, your ex-partner, and writing a list of standards for your next partner. What will you accept into your life? Because I'm sure you learned a lot from this last relationship. What did you and didn't you like that they did? What would you have liked them to do more of? What would you have liked them to do less of? Things like that. It's a beautiful opportunity to learn. And also, I know I said that was my last one, but my truthful last one is, what are some things that you would like them to say or do for you right now? Do that to yourself. Figure out what your love languages are and start pouring back into yourself. Now is the best time to start loving yourself than ever. I promise you, baby. Tap into self-love right now. Give yourself the love and affection and everything that you want from them in this moment. Give it to yourself. Give yourself the love that you want to give them. Pour back into yourself. This is going to skyrocket your growth, and you're going to come out of this a grown, completely different person, and it's going to blow your mind. And just do things that make you feel good. Be around people that make you feel good. Tap back into your hobbies. Tap back into your passions. This is your time to shine as an individual out of a relationship. I love you. You're gonna be just great, I promise. All right. That was it for the heartbreak segment. I wanted to sing a song about heartbreak, but I really couldn't think about it. Also, that section, the heartbreak part, was for a YouTube video as well. And I really am in this flow of having some segments of a podcast be in a YouTube video, and this is like the extendo version. I really like that, because at first I was thinking maybe just do like a whole episode for each. Now this is good luck. There's a ladybug to my left, and there's a spider right in front of me. I've really gotten to a point where I don't kill bugs anymore, because it's like, who do I think I am to kill a bug? Moving on. One thing I did want to talk about, something that I've really been learning over the past couple of months, is communication. And isn't it funny how it works that when you communicate your feelings, things like go good for you? It's crazy how that works. This is where I talked about this in my most recent YouTube video, where it's like, I'm trying to find this balance of what I want to share on the internet and what I don't want to share, because I'm an open book. Something that's interesting about me is I hate people knowing things about me, but I also love to talk about things. So it's like, it's not that I hate people knowing things about me. I don't know how to explain it. I don't like people feeling like they know me that deeply, because there's so much to me that it's like, no, you don't. I don't know. I'm an Aquarius. I know there might be a deeper reasoning behind that, but truthfully, the only explanation I found through shadow work and things like that is that, Allison, you're an Aquarius with a lot of Aquarius placements. Our thing is not wanting people to know about us. We like to be secrets. Not like keep secrets, but like, mysterious almost. Anyways. So I'm trying to figure out how much I want to share and how much I don't want to share. But back in May, I chose to do something that I really wanted to do for a long time, and that was cut off a family member. This family member, now how much do I want to share? Basically, this was a person who I never felt connected to begin with. I never enjoyed being around them, all sorts of things like this. And then as I got older, I started to remember things, and I started to heal from things and remember things about my childhood. And I realized some incredibly hurtful things went on there, and things that I was just not interested in having around me anymore. So I was like, okay, I don't want this. Like, for a solid 2 years straight, I was in this limbo of not wanting this person in my life. But I felt like I couldn't cut them off because it was like, oh, well, it's family. You can't cut off family. And yeah, it was just that sort of thing. And for 2 years straight, every week, I would dread the text that would come in asking me, how are you doing? And can we go out to dinner? And things like that. And it was just like, no, we can't. I had to find excuses for so many things, and it was draining. Like, every week, trying to find an excuse of why I can't go out to dinner, or why I can't do this, or why I can't do that. And, like, some pretty big things were happening, and I was, like, having to find excuses for things that were, like, large, that would make any person feel shitty about having to find an excuse about, but I didn't want to be around this person, nor the people that were around this person. So I, in May, sent a text, cut the person off, and it felt really good. It felt really, really good. And I honestly kind of want to read the text for some reason, because I know so many people who are in a similar situation where they feel like they need to cut someone off and really want to cut someone off, but they don't know how to word it. So I'm going to read the text that I sent. Good morning. I'm not going to read it word for word because there are some, like, giveaways in here, but good morning. I've been doing a lot of healing and unpacking of my childhood lately, and a lot of things have been resurfacing, including some incredibly hurtful things that you have done. I'm not sure if you remember or if you have also tried to suppress it, but I remember now. I'm not looking to have a conversation about this at the moment, rather let you know the boundary that I'm putting into place in order to continue to heal from this. With that being said, I would really appreciate if you didn't reach out to me anymore, and if I am ready to reach out one day, I will do that. That was it. End of sentence. And this person responded with something that I had a feeling would happen. It was just that, like, guilt tripping, victim thing, and I did not respond, and I feel so good about that. Like, I'm telling you now, if you've been wanting to cut someone off, do it. I promise your life is going to get so much better after that. It's kind of ridiculous, the blessings that flowed to me after I cut this person out, and all sorts of things like that. I really was not expecting to share that text message, but I really feel like people need to hear things like that. I know I wanted to hear things like that, because the only thing stopping me for so long was, like, what do I say? How do I say it? And I feel like that was worded perfectly, and I'm really proud of myself for that, and the universe rewarded me so much. And then I had to start communicating with an old friend, and setting some really tough boundaries there, and I don't want to get too in-depth in that yet, because it is still rather fresh, but just the other day, I have been trying to, I don't want to say move on from that friendship, because I still have so much love for this person, obviously, but there is just, like, an aspect of myself that is, like, I need to be my own person and sort of become an individual even more, and certain friendships, specifically friendships from my hometown, at this point in my life are not things I need in my life. It's just like, it's just how the cookie crumbles, you know? And I wanted to sort of reach out and be on this page of, like, there's no bad blood here. We are both grown adults. Like, there's no hate. I'm here if you ever need anything, but I am doing this to grow. I'm doing this for myself, and also because I am the type of person, if you're not in my life, I'm going to unfollow you on social media. It is nothing personal. Our generation takes social media follows and unfollows so personally. I have so many friends that I don't follow on social media. It is not like that. You don't need to take it personally if someone unfollows you. I guarantee you there are so many people. Yeah, just don't take things like that personally. But I unfollowed this person and I knew that it would be seen as like this thing that was like, oh, I can never talk to this person again. I guess she hates me. And I didn't want that to be the case because it's just not true. So I reached out and I let them know and it felt really good. And I was really proud of myself. It went over really well. We had a great mature conversation and we moved on from it. And it was really beautiful. It was just a beautiful reminder to me that you can communicate things even when things aren't awful. Because I like have started to learn to communicate, because growing up I was always like, it would always turn into an argument when I would try to communicate how I was feeling. So it just was like, okay, it's easier to keep this to myself. But I'm like, obviously as an adult, unlearning that and learning, Allison, you say how you feel. This is how you avoid arguments in mature, emotionally available relationships and situations and things like that. So with cutting off that family member, it was like, all right, this is a big situation. I'm like cutting them off, you know? And you can communicate when you're not trying to cut someone off. You can communicate when you're just trying to clear the air, or when you just feel a certain type of way, or anything. Like, communicate. It doesn't always have to be these big situations where you have no option but to communicate. That's what I'm trying to get across here. The last couple of situations where I have communicated and set boundaries, there was no other choice. I had to do that. But in this situation, I could have easily not communicated that with this person and just let it go. But I knew that for my healing, in order to move on without like worrying, does this person think I hate them? Like, what page are we on? Without worrying about that, I needed to communicate this, because I was great friends with this person for a while and I did not want it to end on bad terms, you know? We sort of just drifted apart without ever saying anything, and I didn't want there to be any weird tension there. So I communicated that and it went well. And now I feel like I can finally take a deep breath fully, because it was weighing on me for sure. Even if I wanted to say it wasn't, it was. It was. And I have a friend to thank for like giving me that advice to reach out and communicate that, because I knew it was something I wanted to do and I should do, but I was a bit worried because communicating can be scary. But it really showed me like there's nothing bad that's going to come out of you communicating how you feel. Truthfully, it's going to give you the peace of mind that you need. And that's what's important here. So this is your sign to go communicate. Practice it, and it gets easier every single time. Like, every single time I communicate, I'm like, wow, you know, this is really worth it. Like, this is such a good thing that I'm learning to do, and you feel proud of yourself, and the universe rewards you for it, and it's great all around. So I highly recommend communicating how you feel. I shared more than I think I would like to there, but I didn't share too much. This is like something that I have to get used to, sort of. Is like, what do I want to share? And not being so damn secretive. Like, it's okay to share things with people. And I really enjoy being an open book. The podcasts that I like to listen to the most are where they share what they're going through. And they share what they're learning and about their life. But I'm not going to go too far yet and jump off into the deep end. But that was a great little dipping my toes in the water. And I know it's going to help someone, because those are the ones that help me the most, is hearing real life people talk about real life situations and how they handled it and what they learned. So that's what I'm doing here. But just remember that we're all learning and we're all growing. Not everyone has it figured out. I literally teach people about certain things like this, and I still am learning certain things like this as well. So we're all teachers, we're all students, we're all growing, we're all learning, and that's the point of being here on planet Earth. I hope you enjoyed that song. I'm going to end this podcast here. There were a couple of other things I wanted to talk about, but I can save it for next week, because I went to go make a smoothie. Here's a little smoothie recipe: peanut butter banana smoothie, frozen bananas, no ice. Changes my life. So much thicker and creamier. Almond milk, dates, peanut butter, chocolate protein powder. There's your smoothie. With that being said, I'm going to go make it. I'm going to go edit a YouTube video, and I'm going to go have the best day ever, and I hope you do as well. I love you so much, my sweet, sweet friends. I will catch you in the next one. Until then, have a great week. I love you. See you later.